This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, May 16th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. Haven't got time for the full podcast. That's okay. I'll get you up to date in everything you need to know right here, right now. Ionity securing another 450 million euros, a green loan from 9 banks on top of the 700 million equity round from a few years ago. They want to go from 5,000 charging points to 13,000 charging points by 2030. Xiaopeng is redesigning its flagship model, the P7. They launched, I think, back in the day with the P7, which became the P7i, and this car has nothing to do with it. They're just using the name again. The P7 is going to be back. It's kind of designed by someone who would have designed a BMW, an Audi, a Mercedes, Super Saloon. It looks just very, very Western, and it looks, well, to my eye, fantastic, really nice. Nice bit of eye candy. Comes later this summer, I believe, but it'll be something stupid like $40,000 equivalent for 800-volt architecture and all of the tech and all of the toys. Lucid will double their EV production and expand globally in 2025, says the interim CEO Mark Winterhoff. Leapmotor are refreshing the C10 in China. Had a little bump in March 2024, that's maybe when the vehicle launched, if I recall. They have done some updates already. Now it goes to an 800-volt architecture, 2 big screens, updating the chip inside it, 75-kilowatt-hour LFP pack on this. Trying to get it first, of course. We still get the original C10. The all-electric model now has a stronger motor, and there's also an EREV version of it as well. Germany is being urged to adopt social leasing for EVs. That's where you subsidize car leasing programs, where the government get involved to make cars more affordable for low-income families and reducing emissions in transportation in all the key areas. Jeep Avenger is on sale down under in Australia and just got cheaper by $16,000, making it one of Australia's cheapest EVs, like drive-away price with taxes and drive away costs of $40,000 in somewhere like Victoria. That's a good deal. The little Jeep Avenger is a great car. Renault's Twingo is smaller, though. The Twingo is A segment, B segment car. All cars are a bit bigger in my, you know, they're just getting fat, aren't they, cars? So even the little Renault Twingo will be, I think, a very usable, decent car. Should be on sale in Europe at €20,000, and then the UK, fingers crossed, will follow in right-hand drive. Yeah, maybe £16,000 equivalent. Panasonic are being given the hurry-up by their main customer. Talking in a Tokyo interview, the CEO of Panasonic talking about our customer wants us to get moving quickly, and our customer wants us to start making cells in our new Kansas plant. Of course, their main customer, who wasn't mentioned, well, that would be Tesla then. Lots of tariff fun, I'm sure. They want to get their batteries made in the US to avoid all of that. Porsche is adding some chargers, 97,000 EV chargers, actually, to their Porsche charging service app. And so that brings the total to 102,000 charging stations for customers in the United States. And I think there's a couple of different subscription plans, like the premium plan. I think you get that immediately. You can use Electrify America, Iona, ChargePoint, EVgo, and the rest. A UK survey reveals that the older you are, the less likely you are to believe EV myths. A BYD survey of 2,000 people asking you, can you go through a car wash in an EV? And are EVs self-charging? Pah! There's no such thing as a self-charging car. Actually, older people in the survey knew that things like self-charging hybrid was just all marketing guff, and that, you know, cars don't drive themselves. You've actually got to put something like electricity or fossils in them. Younger people tended to agree and believe the myths. Volkswagen are questioning the use of an extended range electric vehicle here in Europe, rather going for plug-in hybrid, and that is briefly